Hello.
Hi, Robin.
Yes.
Hi, Robin. My name's John. I was calling with Local Splash. I don't know if your sister contacted you, Debbie. She asked me to give you a call.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm the one that was previously doing her online marketing for Abella Janitorial. And she stopped working with us in January of last year, but I gave her the opportunity to reactivate the account on the same pricing structure that she previously had. So I got it approved at $149 to get everything started. I created her account, and then we scheduled a client interview for tomorrow with her at 4 o'clock. But she said that you would be the one that handles the payment.
Right.
Okay.
So is that $149 a month, or how does that work?
Yes, it's a monthly cost. If I set it up today on the 9th, it's going to be set up to automatically process each month on the 9th day, but you'll keep the same pricing structure, and then there's no additional charges for anything. So there's no, like, lead fees, click fees, or call fees, or anything that'll pop up throughout the month.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a one-time per month billing. And then we'll always send over the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement. It is being sent over to her email. That's what they have on file. But just so you know, since you're doing the billing information, this is considered a business expense. So I don't know if you file through a business or you file through your CPA as a business, but you'll be able to write it off. So you'll actually be able to get all of this back as a write-off.
Okay. Sounds good. So you need a card number?
Yes, I do need a card number, but I also need to verify, is it under your name or her name?
Yeah,
or
it's under my name. It's under my name.
Okay, so she sent me your profile here. It's Robin Lefwich with a Y?
No, it's Burbridge, Robin Burbridge.
Oh, okay. I'm guessing that was your guys' maiden name then.
Well, no. Actually, no, I got married and I didn't change any of my legal stuff.
Oh, I hear you. Okay. So how do you spell the last name?
B-U-R Bridge.
Oh, okay. For Bridge. Okay. And the billing address for this card?
1380 M Road.
1380 M Road?
Uh-huh. That's Loma.
Okay. Let me just verify here. Can you spell the street name for me?
M, it's just the letter M.
Oh, just M Road? Okay, gotcha. I was putting it all together, like E-M-R-O-A-D, M Road. Okay.
No, M.
And the city?
Loma,
okay. 81524?
24, correct.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, give me just a moment, and I'll be able to update it, and then we can do the card. Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
We're working on a welder, so.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, no, that didn't sound good. Sound like somebody fell. Okay.
No, no.
All right. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4738.
4738.
1307.
1307.
4701.
4701.
6398.
6398. Okay, an expiration date, month and year?
8 of 25.
8 of 25, and then 3-digit code on the back.
104.
104. Okay. So as I mentioned, it's going to be $149 today. We're going to send over the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement to her via email. It's going to set up to process at $149 each month moving forward. Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
She did have a security question on the account, just so you know. It was under your mother's maiden name. It says Pressler.
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure you knew that since you're on the billing. And then we're never going to bother you, but I am going to add you to this profile. So you do have access to this billing information if you want to start and stop it at any time, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, and then I'll send over a text message to you shortly with my contact info in case you need help or have questions moving forward.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Robin. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.